Blog Talk Radio. listening to Blog Talk. I'm going to ask you at this time to please mute your phone so that you can hear the speaker on tonight and everything that's going on in between. We want to make sure that God get the glory and that his word goes out and penetrate the heart and do what it's supposed to do on tonight without any in-betweens, okay? So I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I'm the host for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. That's World Wide Web. I just want you all to know that tonight I'm sure we're going to be blessed by the speaker on tonight. I'm sure this is going to be a service you're going to be happy that you did not miss. And at this time, if you can text your family members and friends and give them the number 310-864-2354 and tell them to tune in and listen to what the woman of God is going to bring to the floor on tonight. I'm excited. I want you all to know I'm excited. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So let's see what God is adding unto you on tonight. So let's go and ask, is the woman of God on the line? And let her, and she's going to let us know how she wants to proceed with the service on tonight. Minister Margo, are you on the line?
Yes. Good evening.
Okay. It's in your hands. You could go on and present the program however God has given it to you, and just bless us on tonight.
Well, I'm thanking God for all those who are joining us tonight. And again, I simply like to ask all those who have not already to please mute your phone unless you are speaking. And God is just so good and merciful just to give us another day. And I have friends and basically family that will be presenting with me tonight. I have a treasured friend who will be opening us up in prayer tonight. And she has been faithful in so many ways, really faithful to this broadcast and encouraging to me as I have stepped out to do what God has put on my heart to do. And this is my sister and friend, Sister Felicia Perkins. She is going to be leading us in prayer. And but before she does, before she prays, my niece, Candy Seabury, will be favoring us with a song to usher us into God's throne room. I ask everyone to please pray for her. She told me she has not been feeling well for the last few days, but because she loves me and because she loves God, she is going to use what he has given her to bless us on tonight. So, Andy, if you are with us, the line is open. Come off mute and sing us a praise to God. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, it is Jesus, wonderful Jesus. It is Jesus and my soul, for I have such the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Oh, I have tried all I could. She's like wouldn't do any good. Then I saw Jesus. He was passing by. And then I decided to give him a try. Oh, yes, I did. Oh, it is Jesus, wonderful Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole, for I have touched the
God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful praise to Jesus. He's here for us tonight, saints. He's here for us. It's in your hands, Felicia.
Praise the Lord. First, I just want to loose mercy and grace and blessings upon Sister Candy for that anointed song. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Candy. What a blessing. What a blessing. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. I thank you for salvation, for deliverance, healing. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love, for peace, for joy, for your wisdom and direction and understanding. I thank you, Lord, because you are our Lord of Lords. You are our King of Kings. You are our way maker. You are our comfort. You're the God of all grace. You're the God of peace. You are the God, hallelujah, of my life. You're the God of truth. You're our great high priest. You're our Jehovah Jireh. You're our Jehovah Nisi. You're our Jehovah Rapha. You're the Lamb of God. Ooh, glory, glory. And the light of the world. You're our God Almighty. You're our Lord mighty in battle. You're the Lord Most High. You're our lily of the valley. Oh, I love that song. You are the lily of our valley. You're the bright and shining star. And oh, how I love you so. You are the fairest of 10,000. And oh, how I love you so. You're our Lord, strong and mighty. You're our Lord and you're our God. Lord, we'll trust in you. When we don't know what to do, Lord Jesus, when we don't know which way to go, when to go, or where to go, or what to say, we will trust in you. Oh, during the pandemic, the Lord, he just started bringing old songs to my heart. Lord, you know those songs. Like, I will trust in the Lord. And all those songs of long ago. And, oh, he planted in my heart. And yes, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, glory. I'll trust in you until I die. I will. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for waking us up on this glorious day in our right mind with a mind to love you, a mind to serve you, and a mind to love your people, and a mind to serve your people. Glory, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. In the highest. Lord, I thank you for covering our minds, our thoughts, our thought patterns, our emotions, our personalities, our attitude, even the words we speak, Lord Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood prevail. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord Jesus, because you first loved me. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to give me and every person on this line that I pray for today, Lord Jesus, clarity of vision. Clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, and clarity to hear your voice. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you. I love you. I thank you that you're my Yeshua. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, in the name of our Lord and Savior, I ask you to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus, to cleanse out all darkness, Lord Jesus. Cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts, hallelujah, glory, that are contrary to your will and your destiny for our lives. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any door that need to be shut, whether it's spiritual or natural, and to open any door that need to be opened, whether it's spiritual or natural, Lord Jesus, in our lives. Glory, 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 glory. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, angels, hallelujah, bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. We here on earth, we adore you. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will bless and keep us. Make us the head and not the tail, Lord Jesus. Keep us above and not below. Bless our going in and our coming out. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a keeper. Oh, you said you'll keep those who want to be kept. And, oh, you are faithful. And, oh, did you keep us? Oh, I thank you, Lord, for keeping us during this past 2020. And you have continued to keep us and bless us in 2021. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This past year was a year, Lord, of death and sickness and hunger, homelessness, stress, sorrow and fear, and the deadly virus and, oh, loneliness. But because of your mercies, Lord Jesus, you say that you renew them every morning. Glory. We don't have to reach back into the day that's gone on, that has passed, because you have them for us every morning, new mercies. And because of your mercies and your grace, it was also a year of great love, of appreciation of you, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, did we have time to just be in your presence, to just call on you, to just spend some time with you, Lord Jesus. Oh, it was a time for us, Lord Jesus, we really was able to appreciate your blessings and your concern for others. It was a time we were able to study and read your word with more prayer. There was more outreach. It was also a year of reflection, Lord Jesus. Oh, we had time to reflect on how much you loved us, how good you are, how much you loved our family and friends, and the importance of family and friends, and the importance just of people in general. Oh, we learned to call and check and take care of each other. Oh, it was like a year of restoration. You are a God of restoration. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we had some rough times, but oh, the goodness of the Lord. Oh, we saw your goodness. Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Lord Jesus. We saw your goodness. And oh, how we love you so. Oh, how we love you so. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for inspiring all scripture by the Holy Spirit. Help us by your Spirit to hear your holy word, that we, Lord Jesus, may be equipped for every good work through Jesus Christ our Lord. Dear God, bless Minister Margot as we receive the anointed message from her tonight, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God for that prayer. Praise God for Sister Felicia Perkins taking us to the top. Thank you, God, for another broadcast. Thank you, God, for being with us. And I begin with another prayer, Lord. Here, Sovereign Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name to allow me to move aside and let your spirit that was in me, share the word that you have given me. Thank you for using me as your vessel. And help me to convey the strength and the power of your word to your children. Let it enlighten and bring us closer to you, our Father and Lord. Great. Thank you. Our focus tonight will be Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. And I will begin by reading the New International Version of these verses. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." come, he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. This very familiar passage of Scripture is Matthew's account of Jesus walking on the Sea of Galilee and Peter's attempt to join him. However, I'd like for us to take a few minutes and look deeper into several lessons to be learned from this story. This deeper look into these verses will benefit us, for as stated in Acts 15 and 4, such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. There is much to be learned by looking carefully at Jesus in these passages of Scripture. Since Jesus is our perfect example in all things, we can learn and pattern our lives and practices after him. Earlier in this chapter, Jesus had just spent the day healing the sick, and afterwards he fed 5,000 men and women and children with 2 fish and 5 loaves. After witnessing all these miracles, I'm sure the disciples earnestly obeyed Jesus. In verse 22, the disciples get into a ship and go before Jesus to the other side. However, our first lesson is obeying God does not necessarily guarantee you easy sailing. In fact, you could probably count on storms and difficulties along the way. I know on a personal level, when I said yes to this assignment, I had no idea what I was really signing up for. I knew God wanted me to do this, but it was unclear why. I admit I was afraid, fearful that teaching the word was well above my skill set. When you open up yourself to actually work in God's kingdom, you get the enemy's attention. Little did I know, God was preparing me to not only do a work for him, he was readying me for the battle I had no idea was ahead. I did not realize God was throwing me a lifeline. One of the most beautiful and reassuring aspects of this object lesson is that we are told that Jesus went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And since Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, this means Jesus prays for those who obey him and follow his commands. When we are obedient to the word of God, no matter what we experience, we know Jesus is praying for us. This example must be applied to our lives. Saints of God, we must pray and pray without ceasing. We must pray for all believers. We must pray for everyone following God's commands. And people of God, our prayers should not be surface prayers, not brief little sayings or repetitive phrases we have heard others pray. The scripture states Well into the night, he was there alone. This example lets us know God wants us to take time in our prayers to him. He requires that we set aside time to be still before him. God wants us to listen to him, to get to know him through his word and through meditating on him, his character, and his word. We can even praise God by quieting ourselves and listening to the sound of the very breath we breathe. Our soothing, calming breath comes from God himself. Every time we relax and focus on our breathing, we should be thanking our Father for the blessing of being alive. As we are reminded in the Amplified Version of Acts 17 and 28, for in him we live and move and exist. That is, in him we actually have our being. And even some of your own poets had said, for we also are his children. And because we are God's children, we should be convinced he takes care of us in every situation and in any circumstance we find ourselves. His prayers cover us and protect us, and we are never alone. God's word. Meeting our Father in prayer is essential, and it's a practice we need for our spiritual well-being. Here, as many other instances, Jesus sought time to be alone with God. Only benefit, and we can only benefit from this practice, being alone with God. Before I became active in this ministry, I was faithful to a morning prayer line each weekday at 6 a.m. And also my family had been engaged in a weekly prayer call since 2013. However, God knew that was not enough. He realized I would need more. God knew my spiritual life needed to be strengthened, and my commitment to seeking him had to be a priority. So in November of 2019, when Minister Sylvia asked me, God was throwing me a lifeline that I didn't realize I needed. In order to be part of this ministry, he called me to get on my face before him and bring him my fear and insecurity. God invited me to get to know him in a personal, intimate way. God calling to you, child of God, is he asking for more of your time? Is God seeking a deeper personal commitment with you? Listen. Listen with your heart. Is God calling you? Looking again at verse 24, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble, far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. I can certainly relate to the disciples here in that I know what it feels like to be in a place that is far away from your comfort zone, to be in a position that feels a bit unstable. And although you know God has placed you there and opened up this opportunity, oppositional winds are blowing against you, and your enemies seem to be joining forces to fight against you on every side, like heavy waves beating against the vessel that carried the disciples. Verse 25 says, Jesus came to them walking on the sea very early in the morning. How truly amazing. How miraculous that in the midst of everything they were experiencing, here comes Jesus. Hallelujah. Here comes Jesus. Jesus came to his disciples in an unexpected way so they could understand and experience him as never before. Jesus demonstrated his divine authority over all things. These verses let us know we cannot be certain when Jesus will show up, because in this instance, he came between 3 and 6 a.m. in the morning. We cannot be sure how Jesus will show up. Here he came walking across the water. We cannot even be assured that when Jesus shows up, that the storms will cease and that the winds of life will stop blowing. But we can be certain that Jesus will make his presence known in the midst of everything. In the midst of the storm, Jesus is there. In the midst of sickness, Jesus is there. In the midst of loss, Jesus is there. In the midst of confusion, Jesus is there. Jesus is present with us. We need only look to him. He promised he will never leave or forsake us. We can trust him to perform his word in our lives as long as we strive to obey him and live in right standing with him. Matthew is telling us we can live above the turmoil. We can live above the troubles if we keep our focus on Jesus and know without a doubt he is working in our lives. In verse 26, it states, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear, but immediately he spoke to them, saying, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Saints of God, please know Jesus is there with you. Whatever you are going through, however things look, no matter what we see or what we feel, Jesus is there. Your lifeline is secure because it is fastened to he who is life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is saying to each of us, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. So even when I lost two people, two dear family members who were closely interwoven in the very fabric of my life, Jesus said, take courage. Don't be afraid, Margo. You are not alone. Jesus is telling each of us not to fear. He is with us, and he will come to us in an unexpected way, strengthen and encourage and comfort us. His word is our lifeline. But our story is not quite over. Let's get back to Peter. Because of Peter's personality, he had to take this a little further. Peter was all about the extremes. So in today's terminology, we might say Peter was the drama disciple, you know? So it's as if Peter needed proof. Lord, if it is really you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus said. And we know Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. We know what happened when Peter started to look around at the wind and the waves. He began to sink. We know Peter lost his focus. And the lesson is basically to keep our eyes on Jesus and not on the storms that surround us. But what I love about this illustration is that even when we lose our focus, even when we begin to be engulfed by fears or consumed by disappointments, Jesus is there to pull us up. When we are sinking and below the water, we need only cry out as Peter did, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus extended his hand and caught him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? But what a loving and forgiving Savior. He reaches for us. As soon as we call to him, he reaches for us. So I encourage you to use your faith, and you just need a little faith. Step out and take that first step. Say yes to what God is tugging at your heart to do. It may feel uncomfortable and bring you challenges, but Jesus wants us to realize he is bigger and greater and more powerful than our fears and any challenge we face. Jesus wants us to look to him and not to be afraid. No matter what we face in this life, God wants us to learn to trust him and lean on him. Remember, Jesus has gone ahead of you in time and made the way. He's established lifelines to preserve you along the way. Matthew teaches us at least 5 valuable lessons. Obey God's word. Obeying his word is essential to righteous living. He will give us the strength and the discipline needed if we look to him. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. 1 John 2:5. Matthew teaches us solitary prayer is an integral part of a mature saint's daily life. We must abide in his word to maintain a viable relationship with God. Be persistent and devoted to prayer, being alert and focused in your prayer life with an attitude of thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2. Jesus will make his presence known in our lives if we trust him. He is greater than anything we will experience in this life. Blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature are the pure in heart, those with integrity and moral courage and godly character, for they will see God. Matthew 5:8. Jesus encourages us not to be afraid. He wants us to look to him and not fear. His words are founded on his limitless power and his love for all who belong to him. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, a prayer of victory, and of salvation. Finally, even when we falter and our faith seems to fail, all we need do is call to him, Lord, save me. And Jesus, our Savior and Creator of the universe, reaches for us. If we call out to God with a sincere heart, he will hear us and save us. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Psalm 55:16. Help me, O Lord, my God. Save me according to thy mercy. Psalm 109:26. That thy beloved be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. Psalm 60:5. Beloved, we are God's beloved children, and he is our lifeline. Remember to look to him. He will never fail us. Please consider all these things. Selah. Back in your hand, Minister Sylvia. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo, for teaching us on tonight. We are not alone. If we find ourselves in prayer, we will find God. We will find him as our lifeline. I thank God for letting us know we got to keep praying and praying and praying. We got to pray without ceasing. Because as the woman of God said on tonight, if we just get ourselves in a place to know that Jesus is our source. And as long as we know that Jesus is our source, if nobody is there in the natural, Jesus is always there. We are not alone. I told you all we're going to be blessed on tonight. I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for the soloist. I thank God for this service on tonight. So we're going to open up the lines and let you all speak. And what we want to do is, just to let people know how good God is, I want you to not just give just your name, but let us know where you're calling from, the city and state. Where are you calling from? Lines are open.
Good evening, Minister Margo. Good evening, Minister Kaiser. This is Carnita Seabury calling from Las Vegas. And this program was truly a blessing, starting with the singing. Cynthia is truly blessed, and I am so sorry that she's not feeling well. But what I have to say to her is only believe, and you will be made whole. And as long as she keeps doing what she's doing and believing in the Lord and her Bible study, God will watch over her and take care of her. This was a very revealing episode, sermon or podcast, Margo, Matthew 14:22-33. And the strange thing about it was I was just talking about that a couple of weeks ago with my son, faith without chaos. Mm-hmm. Or faith within chaos, because when you started out, the first I thought about it when you said that this was a lifeline for you, and it actually was, and I just sincerely believed that God had been calling you all along, but you were so wound up in earthly things and problems, so you didn't hear him calling. But you have been sent to empower. That is your job, and that is what he wants you to do. Now, having that face of in chaos, when you talk about Peter, who needed the Lord to, what did he say? Ask me, what was the verse? If you command me to come to you on the water, and eventually Jesus said, oh, you have little faith. Your faith, every ghost, another thing that caught my attention, it's a ghost, and they cried out in fear. Every ghost holds before us the possibility of faith or the possibility of doubt. And you brought that out in the verses and also in the lesson that you taught us tonight. And as you said, Minister Margo, we must keep our eyes focused on Jesus at all times and not on the problems that seem to be too large for us. Because as soon as Peter realized that he was walking on water and there was wind whipping all around him, he took his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. Now, the Lord will, if you ask him for help, he will come and he will save you. But faith is the key. Faith is the key. So this was wonderful, wonderful, Margo. And I appreciate you and I thank you so much for it.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else? This is Sister Carmen. This is Sister Carmen. I just wanted to say I have truly been blessed. I was blessed by the singing, the anointing on the young woman's life. Just truly, truly blessed. I mean, I felt her like she was going to the throne of God, and God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can actually even think of. I was also blessed by my prayer partner, prayer warrior, intercessor, biological sister, Sister Felicia, and spiritual sister. So I am doubly blessed. and Minister Margo, I was truly blessed by the word of God, as always. Our God is so intentional. He is so amazing. I mean, he just shows up and shows out every time. He uses his vessels that want to be vessels of honor, fit for the master's hand, and that's your heart. So that's why you bless us every time. And that's why the enemy will try to attack, because he don't want us to go forth in the things of God. But God, when he anoints and appoints his sons and his daughters to do the work of the ministry, he will move everything. I mean, he will make it happen. You can be as Jesus was in his own country, amongst his own people, and they knew him not. He had to go out from among them. And I thank God, because I've experienced that situation in my life where I had a desire to be that intercessor, that prayer warrior. And when people try to block you, God will open up the floodgates of heaven. And he will make a way for him to use you as he intended to use you for the glory of God. Nothing can stop you, Minister Margo. Nothing. And we just have to hold on to that. And, you know, when we ask, when we come and we say, Lord, you know, I know this is my calling. This is what I want to do. I desire to do it. He will do it. He will do it. I was coming down my steps. I was talking to the Lord. I got off one prayer line, and I got on another. And the Lord opened up a way for the ministry, the work that he had within me to go forth. That's the kind of God we serve. It don't take all life long. When he uses you, he moves immediately to perform his word in us. And he will give you a voice and an opportunity where you may seem like nobody wants to hear, nobody wants to be there for you, but you have a platform, you have a people. We are people that want to hear you, want to be blessed and encouraged by what you are getting from the Lord. So you have us. We are in your corner. We are walking hand in hand with you. We are holding you up before the throne of God. So thank God for you, Minister Margo. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. And where are you from, Carmen?
I'm sorry. I'm from Park Forest, Illinois.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak?
Yeah. This is Karen Porter from Rockford, Illinois. And I just would like to say blessings to you, Minister Margo. And I really want to thank you for this message because I am going to be sharing this with my friend that you and I talked about that just laid her son to rest this past Friday. And each of these points in your lesson, I thank you for them, not for myself, even though they are for me too, but she needs to hear these words while she is feeling so broken. And so I appreciate that you allow God to use you in such a way that those of us who hear and learn from you can go out and share it with others. That's what good, excellent teachers do. Continue to be blessed, my sister. I love you.
Amen. Anybody else?
Amen.
God.
This is Mother Tony from Dallas, Texas. Just to join in with all others that have received such a wonderful word from God through Margo, we just are so thankful for her sense of obedience, because we know what God will do on the other side of obedience is that he will deliver a word that will provide just what we need in this time. There was just so many defining points that she made tonight, and I was thinking, Lord, where am I? Where am I in the midst of my trusting you? Am I being Peter, the drama disciple? Or am I just fearful, like so many of us, just in the midst of our life cares? Am I fearful and I'm paralyzed almost in my situation around me? Oh, Lord, or am I just in a place just to learn to be still and know that you are present in my every situation? And so I just appreciate every word that has come to strengthen my walk and give me just hope to know that whatever situation I get to face, my mercies that are new tomorrow, I get to call on Jesus Christ, who is present, ever present in our lives. And so I just thank Margo for just reiterating what the word has for us. It was that one phrase that really just captured my soul, and it was said, just be encouraged. Be encouraged. And so I am encouraged. Thank you so much. Thank you, Minister Kaiser, and thank you, Minister Margo. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
Amen.
Mother Tony. Amen. Does anyone else want to speak?
Yes, this is Felicia Perkins. Hello?
Oh, okay, go ahead, Felicia. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Richland Park, Illinois. And, you know, I was just sitting here and just, you know, enjoying all the blessings that are going out to Minister Margo. And I know I heard the Lord said that, you know, when he said, I come to prepare a place for you. And he, and this is, you know, this is a place for Margot. I thank God for the Keisner sisters, ministers, that have allowed Margot to bless us on these Monday nights. And they've been obedient. They heard from the Lord. They've been obedient. Margot was here, you know, and she's been obedient. But he prepared this platform for you, Margot. You know, we have a place with him in heaven, but, hey, he's on earth doing great things. And I just believe this is a place for you.
Yes.
To minister, preach his word. And the message was awesome.
Amen.
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 Is there anyone else?
Amen. Minister Margot, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to encourage you to keep obeying God. I'm, of course, in the DMV area this time. Other times I'm in the WE area. Just remember, as an intercessor and a teacher, that God is sending you people that will hold your arms up. If you ever get discouraged, just remember, call on Jesus, as you said, and he'll keep you and keep you refocused, and he'll send you those people that you have on this line that call in faithfully to hear you, and how you call in faithfully to hear others and to support us, and we appreciate you immensely. And it takes a lot to say yes to the Lord. Many people say that it doesn't, but it takes a lot to say yes, because you have to keep on saying yes. And so keep on saying yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elaine.
Amen.
Is there anyone else who would like to have some words at this time?
One other thing I meant to say, because I'm a serious note taker, but there was a verse that, as Margot was talking, that came to mind, and I couldn't remember all of it, but it was Psalm 66:16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. And this is what comes out when Margot speaks. We can see what he is doing with her and for her.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And I appreciate all of you. Love you all.
Thank you. I just want to say I thank you all for being faithfully tuning in and constantly encouraging Margot, because like she said, she didn't know what she was getting into, but she loved the Lord so much, she decided to say, yes, Lord. And with that being said, I want Margot to know that I'm so heavenly and earthly proud of her, that she brings the word, and not only does she bring the word to minister to us, she allows the word to minister to her at the same time, because when she's teaching us with such passion, and she's not ashamed to let us hear how the word is about to take over her. And I just thank God for the love and the faithfulness she has to this ministry. I want you all to know that this ministry is on every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Keisner, with Minister Sheila Keisner and Minister Brandon Keisner. They bring forth the word in the morning that's called on the program is Let's Talk. And on this Monday coming up, it's the fourth Monday, it will be Mother Toni Montgomery and her husband, Ron Montgomery, and myself, Minister Sylvia Keisner. We do the fourth Mondays where we listen to Mother Tony and Minister Ron teach on family and children from the way that God has called it to be. I want you all to know on Fridays, we're here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Friday, we will have our very own Prophet Antoine Thomas, who is a man of God that brings forth the Word of God, and he is an awesome teacher as well. So if you all get a chance, please tune in. And forgive me earlier for saying the number was 310-864. It's 310-861-2354. I was just so excited to get into the program that I've said the wrong number. But I just want you all to know I love the Lord with all my heart. I love you all with all my heart. And there's nothing you can do about it. God is doing what he needs to do in this time and place as he's opening up the world back. He's opening up our hearts to say, thank you, Lord, for bringing us out and for us to just keep saying yes to him. Now that we're in a place of showing God that our yes was for real, remember, the word on the night said, you are not alone. Pray and pray without ceasing. I'm going to give it back to Minister Margot so she can give us our final words, and we will be closing the service out. But don't forget, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Minister Margot, it's back in your hands.
Well, I'd just like to thank everyone for those words of encouragement. Thank you for your prayer. And know that I believe God is doing a work, not in me, but in all of us, because he has no respect to person. He loves us all, and he wants us all to be, as they say, our best selves. And we only are when we are in him, following his precepts and what he says is right and true for our lives. Thank you all. God bless and keep you. And let's keep praying for each other and for the body of Christ. Be blessed.
Amen.
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 Okay, good night, everyone.
God bless. Love you. Praise God.
God bless.
Blessings.